This is Selections from Virtual Antietam, brought to you by VirtualAntietam.com. I'm your host, Stephen Recker. Please join me as we explore scenes from the Maryland campaign of 1862.
All right, now the date is September 3rd, 1862. We are on the Leesburg Pike in Drainesville, Virginia. Just to our north is the Potomac River, and on the other side is Maryland. To the east is Washington, D.C., about 20 miles away. To the west is Leesburg, straight down the Leesburg Pike. And down that little road to the south is Ox Hill and the Battle of Chantilly. Now, Robert E. Lee's only been in command of the Confederate Army for about 3 months. He took over from Joseph Johnston, who was wounded right outside of Richmond. George McClellan was coming up the peninsula with designs on taking the town. Robert E. Lee takes command of the army, names it the Army of Northern Virginia, and defeats George McClellan in a campaign called the Seven Days Battles. Now, George McClellan is sent packing down the James Peninsula. He will move up the coast, and his army will go behind the entrenchments of Washington, D.C. Robert E. Lee will then move north, and at the Battle of Second Manassas, he will defeat the newly created Army of Virginia under John Pope. And he will chase that army towards Washington, D.C., and they will have a final battle at Chantilly. It's just a few miles south of here. Now, John Pope will get away from Robert E. Lee, and he'll move back behind the entrenchments of Washington, D.C., where he will be folded back into the Army of the Potomac. Now, George McClellan, within the entrenchments of Washington, D.C., has about 100,000 men, and he has a very simple job to do. He has to defend the town. He's got to take these 100,000 men. They're dispirited, disorganized. He's got to mold them into a fighting force. Robert E. Lee, though, has a much more complex decision to make. He knows that a commander in a field has three choices. He can attack, he can stay where he is, or he can move. Now, Lee's not going to attack Washington, D.C. He doesn't even want to invest it. He knows the Union Army is well entrenched. They outnumber him. They're across a half-mile-wide river. But mainly, the reason Robert E. Lee doesn't want to attack George McClellan within the entrenchments of Washington, D.C. is that he knows that he's won the last two campaigns by maneuvering his enemy out into the open where he can get around on his end or his flank and attack him there where he's most vulnerable. Well, Washington, D.C. has no flank, so he's not going to attack him there. Can he stay where he is? He has 70,000 hungry men and barely enough food for his horses, so he can't stay here. And if he's going to move, he can move in one of four directions. He can go south, he can go east, west, or north. Well, if he were to head south, that's back to Richmond. He just spent the whole summer getting the Union Army away from Richmond. And as he tells Jefferson Davis, the best way to defend the Confederate capital is to keep the defending army away. So he's not going south. Well, he's not going east. That's Washington, D.C. We just discussed that. If he moved west, go through Leesburg into the Shenandoah Valley. There's certainly a lot of food there. In fact, in 1862, the Shenandoah Valley was a breadbasket for not only a lot of the United States, but a lot of Europe. But it's Virginia food. And Robert E. Lee doesn't want to take any more food from these poor Virginia farmers with fall coming on and them having a chance to bring in what little food is left. But the main reason Robert E. Lee can't just move west and move around the Shenandoah Valley like an eating machine is because of the fact that he needs to threaten Washington, D.C. to get George McClellan's army out behind those entrenchments, out into the open where he can give him a hit. And the place that he can do that is up north in Maryland. So he's not going to attack, he's not going to stay where he is, and if he's going to move, he's going to move north. Now, how do you get an army across this Potomac River that's just north of us? Well, you have to find a ford. You have to find a place where your army can walk across that's strong enough for your artillery. And there are a few places north of here where you can do that, and the main one is called White's Ford. Now, that's just north of Leesburg, Virginia. Now, on September 4th, he's going to send Daniel Harvey Hill over there. That's the first Confederates that are going to cross the Potomac River. And D.H. Hill's going to go up north of Leesburg, north of Point of Rocks, and he's going to look around at the different forts to see what kind of Union opposition is up there, to see what intelligence he can get about any Union forces in the area. Robert E. Lee is also hoping that Daniel Harvey Hill jumping up into Maryland is going to start panicking the Lincoln administration. Maybe they'll send that Union army of George McClellan out here into the open before they're ready to fight when they're still disorganized. But anyhow, D.H. Hill crosses the Potomac River on September 4th, and Robert E. Lee will head west to Leesburg, Virginia, and that's our next stop.
We hope you've enjoyed this selection from Virtual Antietam, and we'd like to invite you to visit virtualantietam.com, where you can book a guided battlefield tour or find out about the Virtual Antietam CD-ROM that is scheduled for release later this year. The Virtual Gettysburg CD-ROM is available today at virtualgettysburg.com, where you can also download free lesson plans. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-417-9596. My name is Stephen Recker. I'll see you on the battlefield.